Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fairy Godmother Project, our focus this morning. The Fairy Godmother Project locally works to support families with pediatric cancer patients. And Andy McConnell is here this morning. She has brought along a guest, and we're going to meet him in just a second. But Andy, it is good to see you again. Good morning.
Good morning.
This, first of all, the Fairy Godmother Project itself, I see your name all over the place. You continue to help families and continue. I just following your Facebook page a lot of times to see different things that people are talking about. You continue to have a huge impact on the community.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. It's been amazing to watch the growth. It's really been an organic growth in our community, and the community has just been so supportive and welcoming and jumped on board with the idea. And this year, this is our fifth anniversary this year, and it's been 5 years of great impact and success in our community.
Now we continue to see it with so many families and so many families that have come through here, and we've done done shows with. It's fantastic to hear how they're all being helped, and really how you've really set up a community, because so many people that are dealing with this issue have gotten to know each other through Fairy Godmother.
Yeah, we definitely try to, you know, it's such a small community, Fredericksburg really is. And many of our families do meet at clinic when they're there for treatment. Mm-hmm. But we especially have developed a rapport amongst our bereaved families. The current families are often too busy to get together. We've tried many different things, and they're just so spent from traveling that they don't really want to go out in the evening and get together, or they don't want to do anything during the day. It's just too hard. So we have really developed a community with our bereaved families because they really need each other. They need people who get it. And so we just try and do outings for them and do different things, remembrance events, and they all really support each other.
Well, a couple months ago when Amy Hardy and the Leahys were here, mm-hmm. and we finished the show, and I they've been in before and together, and I just said something to ask that. I mean, they told me that they had met through you,
mm-hmm.
and I got a whole new perspective on just what Fairy Godmother Project does just in that end. Because I had just assumed, because of a small community, that through kids or something, that they had known each other, and they hadn't.
Yeah, I really am a true believer that everything's about connection.
Yeah.
And so if we can connect people to people who can help each other or become friends or support each other or who have insight, I think that we're giving a huge gift to them. And that's really all we're doing at Fairy Godmother Project. Just through pediatric cancer, we're connecting volunteers to opportunities to give back. We're giving donors opportunities to donate. And then we're giving families opportunities to not feel alone. One of the things that they all express is that it's unique to be a family who has lost a child to cancer. There's lots of different losses, obviously. People's children die every day. But the experience of pediatric cancer is really very different mm-hmm. from their perspective. And we just really try and validate that by giving them opportunities to just be together. So that one of the moms once said, we're able to not talk about it if we don't want to, but know that the other person gets it. So yeah. Rather than a formalized support group or something like that, we have kind of created a informal group, and those parents who've connected and made friendships, they get together on their own or through the events we offer.
As we go along this morning, we'll talk about it a little bit later, but the holidays have to be a difficult time, and so we'll spend a little bit of time of talking about that, because I'm sure you have some interesting perspectives and have seen some things over the years, mm-hmm. and we'll do that. But you brought a guest along this morning.
I did.
And I'll let you introduce Ryan, and we'll get into the work of the Impact Club.
Okay. Well, I guess it was this spring I was given the opportunity to speak to the Impact Club. And I'll let him explain what it is, but the whole concept is amazing. And I met Ryan then. He's one of the founders, and I'm just going to let him explain what they do.
Ryan Sloper here from the Impact Club. Welcome, Ryan.
Yes, thanks. It's great to be here.
What is the Impact Club?
So simply put, it's a group, a collective group of members. We call ourselves Impact Venture Capitalists. And what we're actually all about is actually making an impact in our community, hence Impact Venture Capitalists. It's been amazing. The basic premise is to turn small donations into huge impact. Okay. Many people know that it's not sustainable for one person to continue to write $10,000 checks. So we said, could we get 100 people in one room 4 times a year to write a $100 check? Right. So last December was our first initial. We were the founding group. We set out to see if we could get 100 members in less than 30 days. We had 112 members show up last December. So we raised $11,200 that one night. That was 112 members. So the beauty of it is it's a sustainable philanthropy engine, right?
Yeah.
Because it's very doable for somebody to potentially save a dollar a day, right, for the quarter. And what we do is the members nominate for each quarterly meeting up to 3 charities that they'd like to come to present for 5 minutes live at the event.
No more than 5 minutes.
No more than 5 minutes. We're very strict. We like to adhere. So
yeah.
the goal is for charities to be able to highlight and showcase what they're doing in the local communities, right? It gives the sense of personal connection for donors to be able to see and actually hear what's going on out there. I will tell you that we've now had 4 meetings. She was the winner at our last meeting. $17,000 was committed by our members. In 4 meetings in less than a year, we've raised almost $60,000 for local charities. And it's been amazing to watch. Andy actually came back for a second time because she came initially for the March meeting, which was the first time. And one of the beauties of Impact Club, if you don't win, you're eligible to come back the very next meeting if you get nominated. And the hat, it gets drawn out of a hat at random. So let's say 100 members, there's 50 charities nominated. We pull 3 out at random to come be a part that night. It's winner take all. Whoever tells the best story that night takes home the entire prize. The first time, Andy didn't win. She lost to Comfort Cases and Rob Shear.
And he was amazing.
He was amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he stepped off the stage and I go, listen, I'd vote for you.
And for those of you not familiar, you can look up Rob Shear. He's been on Ellen DeGeneres' show. He's been all over. He was featured.
Amazing.
Featured on Impact Club as saying that Impact Club was the first time he truly felt accepted by his own community.
Huh.
Powerful. And I actually, when I got it this last time, I sent him a text right away, like, guess what? Because he and I had kept in touch because we just really connected. I mean, seriously, his story. And he actually inspired me, and I told him this. I didn't tell the story. I didn't tell a story in the same way the first time. So I heard him speak, and I realized, like, this is a story. It was powerful. It was moving. I mean, I seriously said to him, like, no, I would give up my vote for myself for you. Like, you deserve this because his story was amazing. And that inspired me. Like, I knew that if I wanted to walk away this last time with that $17,000, that I had to tell it, and I had to tell it in a raw and really hard way. And I did. I mean, it was one of the most brutal, emotionally brutal experiences for me, getting up there in front of all those people and telling the story that I did. It was a story I'd never told out loud.
Yeah, and story is so powerful, right? And part of what Impact Club is we are that platform that gives people the ability to tell their story.
Yeah.
We say to grow and strengthen the chain of inspiration, right? And the way that we can do that is by allowing the charities to come in and tell their story. I'm not interested in one member donating $100. What I'm interested in is that member telling 4 and 5 and 6 other people, right?
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It is awesome.
So it really does allow for us to crowdfund, right?
Yeah.
The community for people that want to get involved, but they don't just necessarily want to write checks out to people that they don't really know or connect with. Connection is
it's
the cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Impact Club has really given the community a means to come together, to rally behind on a consistent basis.
Yeah, the whole concept is awesome.
This is exciting. I got a ton of questions, and we need to take a break, but we will continue on. The website is theimpactclub.org, right?
Makeimpactclub.com.
Oh, I'd had something totally different. What was that again?
Make impactclub.com.
Great. Okay. We will continue on. Makeimpactclub.com, you said?
Yep, .com.
Is how you can find out more about this. Ryan Sloper here from the Impact Club. Andy McConnell from the Fairy Godmother Project. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the Fairy Godmother Project and the Impact Club, and the Impact Club giving the Fairy Godmother Project a prize isn't really the sort of like kind of, but mm-hmm. you provided funding through what the Impact Club does. Boy, it really though puts the community together, and like you say, Ryan Sloper here, Andy McConnell here this morning, talking about this. But Ryan, it really puts serious money behind a project of where my money and maybe my monthly gift to it, to organizations is appreciated and helpful, but you start putting a lot of money together and it really can make an impact.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is if we were to give Fairy Godmother Project $100, you know, every month for 12 months, sure, she's going to be thankful. But is it going to be impactful enough to actually allow her to go out and start a new initiative?
Right.
For her to be able to think about, like, things on the horizon that they could go out and do that otherwise, without that funding, they wouldn't be able to do. Mm-hmm. So that is the big, huge thing. Everything about Impact Club is big, right? But it's not looking at, like, we have to have one person that's donating huge amount of funds. It's like everybody do a small part to hit this big target.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's exciting because every member is just as important as the next.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's key. Like for me, even, you know, I mean, you know, nonprofit executive directors don't make a lot of money. But like even for me, I thought, well, gosh, I can do that. Even I can be part of the Impact Club. I wanted to wait until we won. And then I thought I would sign up. But, you know, I mean, but really, like I can do it. Anybody really can. $400 a year is a very reasonable amount of money to be giving back. And it also, for me, it was impactful, just to use the word. But, you know, it really made me look at my storytelling. You know, storytelling is a key thing, especially in this day and age with tech and media and all that kind of stuff, but it really made me look at my storytelling, and I have been told many times I tell a good story. However, this was a totally different ball game. Like I had to really up my game if I wanted that money, and I did, and it was scary and it was hard and it had a huge impact on me emotionally, but it was worth it, you know, definitely worth it. But I think it really does challenge the nonprofits to do better, to work harder. I mean, even one of the other women that spoke, she came and sat next to me and she said, "That was unbelievable. You are going to get this." And I had said the same thing to the guy the last time, you know? And I said, "Wow, do you really think so?" She said, "Yeah, hands down." But, you know, maybe that will prompt her to think about her storytelling and mm-hmm. you know, and same thing with the other person that was there, you know, really look at what your impact is with your words and with your story, because that is really, as nonprofit executive directors or nonprofits in general, that's really our only vehicle, you know, especially for a small nonprofit. It's one thing if you are Make-A-Wish and everybody knows who you are and they're doing wonderful things. But when you're a small nonprofit, the only thing you have is your story. That's really it.
You know, there is no, it's a winner take all, right? So there's three charities that present that night. One of the frustrating parts is that you get to hear three great stories and only one person gets to take home the money. However, I say there are no losers, there's only learners.
Absolutely.
And so what that means is that you get to refine, mm-hmm. right? You get to pay attention to the other presenters because clearly there is a science to telling a great story. Mm-hmm. There's a connection point that you need to have with your audience because people, when you connect with their hearts, they're more than happy to open mm-hmm. up, you know, and give.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And that's really what it's about. And I mean, the reality is, you know, I stepped into it and the first thing I did is I said to the audience, "Who here's a parent?" And just about everyone raised their hand. I said, "Okay, well, what I need you to do is I need you to pretend that you're my friends, Melanie and Eric, and just listen to my story." And that's what it's about. It's about engaging and connecting, and you know, and the power of that is huge in that context. It really is.
So going forward, do you think your message changes at all, or how you was this a one time thing that you don't know that this is the kind of story you
can
tell?
Depends on how much therapy I can get. I mean, I think yes, absolutely. I mean, I've told that story in different situations, not quite with as much intensity, but in that moment, I made a decision. I actually had been texting with, I told this Lily story, and I had been texting with her mom. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, and I've always been reluctant to tell too much because I always feel like it's not my story. And I always say that. And Melanie said to me, "It is your story. You were there, you were part of it, and you are part of our story, and you have every right to tell it. And but I was worried about telling it because there was so much raw emotion in what I saw and what I was part of that I was afraid to tell it. And she gave me hands down, go for it, do it. And I mean, kind of the coolest part for me, like I kept myself pretty together, came and sat down at the table where I was sitting, and I just lost it and just started crying. And I looked at my phone, and Melanie had texted me, and it said, you know, like, I just know that you did great for Lily, and she was there with you. And I was like, oh, okay. So anyway, so just really powerful. So yeah, it'll probably shift it a little bit. But I don't know that.
You don't always have to get in. That. Into so, to make it so raw because you can't you can't do that every
and there's also a part of me that always struggles with there's a like I for a really long time after Kaylee Leahy passed I didn't want to tell any piece of my friendship and my relationship with her because it felt like it was just mine and I didn't want to share it. And I felt that way about my story with Lily. It was my experience and I wasn't sure I wanted other people to know because it felt so personal. So I always kind of, there's this fine line for me in terms of Fairy Godmother Project and my personal experiences with the families because they are mine and I don't necessarily want to share them. So there's, you know, it's a hard thing.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, what you've done reminds me so much of what the Community Foundation around here did with the Community Give of how they trained. For that one day, they trained the nonprofits to how to tell their story and how to market it. And you're doing that in a lot of ways, too. And at the end of the day, if you do it right, you can walk away with pretty substantial funds.
Yeah, it's been great. We were the founding club in Northern Virginia, and it was an experiment of sorts, right? It was, could we do this? Could we set out to do this and accomplish this? We've well exceeded expectations. We've now launched in 14 other cities across the United States, New Zealand. We're coming to Canada. We'll have secured projected annual, commitments of the $100 in to the tune of almost $900,000 in less than a year.
Wow.
So this is something that can be replicated in every community across the country. Our goal is to become the strongest community within every community.
Huh.
That's our goal.
Well, we're really fortunate to have Northern Virginia as to have an impact club. And I guess now what the next goal, I guess, would be to get even into small, instead of being Northern Virginia, do smaller communities.
Yeah, and I think that's where we definitely will head, is making it more, you know, smaller town, city specific. Obviously, it was easier to start with Northern Virginia just because, you know, we were able to pull in from a lot of different places. There's nonprofits all over. The biggest thing is can they service the geographic area, the local charity? And, you know, now that we've run the test and it's worked and it's exceeded our expectations. You know, I feel like that next year we're launching our website beginning of the year. So there will be a nice functioning website where it will show all the clubs across the country, how we're doing in comparison. You'll see every charity's story via video. Like she did mention she didn't want to see it. She's going to see it at some point.
I'm not looking at it.
It will be up there and it's going to inspire. I can promise you, because as much as she's holding back, the connection that I felt the second time that she came back, was definitely worthy of the prize. And I think that, you know, charities are taking notice of what we're doing. And I think in the long run, it's going to be very beneficial to the nonprofit world.
Well, yeah, in a lot of ways, what you're doing is a lot of times in fundraisers, you know, when you do these long, especially in radio fundraisers or on TV, when you'll do matching gifts and that kind of thing, a business will match gifts. That's kind of what you're putting a lot of people together to be able to make an impact.
Yeah, and it's like I said, I keep saying that we're a platform, we're a vehicle, right? Like there has to be somebody that puts the thing together to connect the members in the nonprofits. We're that, right? We're the conduit. Yeah. And I find that, you know, it works well because there's no hidden agenda. It's just to connect the community together, give them a place where they feel comfortable, give them a place that they want to show up four times a year to hear these stories.
Yeah. How did you find out about the Impact Club?
Actually, one of my board members, a friend of his, nominated FGP for it, and that board member has since joined the Impact Club. And so that man nominated us, and then I went and the rest is history, I guess. Yeah. But it's such a, you know, I love being around people that are, there's a real sense of community that Fairy Godmother Project has. But I love when I find it in another avenue.
Yeah.
And this is one where there's all these people and they are there and they are focused. You know, I mean, you can hear a pin drop when the speaker is speaking.
That,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, everybody is engaged and they're listening and they're focused. And it's a real sense of community. And then afterward, the people coming up and asking questions and talking. And, you know, it's just a really, it's a great experience just in general. And to hear about other nonprofits, I'm always interested to hear what other people are doing, you know, because I mean, since Fairy Godmother Project started, I am much more interested in the community. I never did any volunteer work before, but until FGP.
I didn't know that.
What, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
So I just thought I would start by starting a nonprofit.
Yeah,
you know,
so
to make up for all the years, you know, and work 60 to 70 hour weeks without any pay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you were so, you sent, when you, after you got this award, I think the next day, you sent me this, you sent me an email.
Yes.
And said, can we do a show? And you were just, I could just tell there was the enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, Ryan, I guess one of the goals is to make sure that as you go on, that people like me and others, when they hear the Impact Club, know right away what that is.
Absolutely.
Because I looked at it and I just, and even last night I looked a little bit about it and I thought I understood it, but I thought, you know, I'll let you describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, making it more than just a small group,
mm-hmm.
get more and more people to know what it is.
Yeah, and I think it has a lot of legs, because what we're doing is we're actually, you know, we are capturing the video from every single one of the speakers. We're showing it back via social medias and all the platforms.
Yeah.
If you actually go into Facebook and start typing in Impact Club, you'll start to see all the videos pop. You'd really do, you know, she's cringing, but I'm like clapping, because I love for people to see that raw
yeah.
emotion and what it's all about. You know, they, nonprofits and, you know, your position, Andy, you put in a lot of hard work, sweat, mm-hmm. tears, right? And it's great to see that all of that can, you know, can take on this huge, massive prize, right? There's
right.
a cash infusion
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Can come in that can help you do bigger and better
mm-hmm.
things. There's just not a means right now for anybody to be able to do that.
Right.
On a sustainable basis, right? So if you win Impact Club, here's another great part to it. If you win like she did, she is eligible to come back 18 months later. She can be renominated. So this isn't just a once and done.
Okay.
And if you lose, you're eligible to come back the very next meeting as long as you're nominated, and then you get drawn out of a hat again. So it is completely at random, but once again, it is, you know, it's continuous. It's never going to stop. And there's, hopefully, it's going to spur more and more nonprofits to get out there
right.
and start telling their story so the community can know that they're there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. More coming up this morning. MakeImpactClub.com, the website, MakeImpactClub.com. Fairy Godmother Project website is what?
.org, FairyGodmotherProject.org.
That's what I thought,
yep.
but after...
Yes, just make sure.
after having the wrong website for the Impact Club, I just wanted to make sure. Ryan Salope here from the Impact Club, Andy McConnell from Fairy Godmother Project. We will be back. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk. Done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Ryan Sloper here from the Impact Club. Andy McConnell from the Fairy Godmother Project. We're talking about both organizations, and boy, it's been great having you to talk about the Impact Club, and we have to have you back and continue to do more shows on this, especially as you grow, because you're having an impact on Northern Virginia, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the time. It's been a great run so far, only a year in, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. I think, you know, for anybody out there that's interested in joining.
I was going to ask you that. How can we get involved?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to go to makeimpactclub.com. It'll explain everything, how it works. There's a join us button down at the bottom. You just click the sign up form. The beauty is you'll also get one of these awesome t-shirts, Impact Club t-shirts. This
Ooh.
Is how we're known around town, mm-hmm. is people wear their t-shirts everywhere. I actually love wearing it just on a daily basis. So you get one of these cool t-shirts, membership card. So go to the site. That's the best way to sign up.
Well, and for so many of us who give, you want to have an impact.
Absolutely.
And this you're able to do much more. And although not to minimize, I know, Andy, the monthly gifts and the things that you get from people, that's still very important.
Of course.
And that can't stop.
Right.
But to have on a wider level, you know, to be able to provide some money is to pool
one of,
it.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that the charities have told us is that they have these big projects that they're working on. One, for instance, was a charity that said, if I would have won that, I could have installed a big commercial freezer. Right. So there's just things that can be done with larger sums of money that couldn't buy smaller individual donations. And it doesn't, mean anything other than we're just able to make more of an impact than somebody else is just by pooling the resources together.
And so, I think, too, people want to belong to something, you know, they want to belong. That's why, you know, I look at the community that Fairy Godmother Project has established, and there's a sense of belonging with our volunteers. And I think it's that same kind of thing. You know, people are looking for something. It feels good to be around people who are like-minded. And when you're in a room full of people that are willing to donate to a nonprofit and who are engaged in that way, you're surrounded by really interesting people. Good people, people that you want in your life. So I think it provides an opportunity also for connection for people in a different way than just writing a check monthly does. Not that I don't want you to write those checks.
Right, yeah, that has to continue. So the $17,000 that you got from the Impact Club, what will that be used for?
Well, I'm working on my budget, so I'll let you know. We have a lot of different things that we can use it for, but because I spoke about Lily, all of that money will be used for the Lily Fund for 2018. And so what that means is it'll be funeral costs, it will be memorial items, it'll be a remembrance event for the families, for all the children, and different things. We are looking at a couple of different new things this year, but I can't do them without approval from my board. So I'll know in about 10 days. So, all of it, you know, that was the one thing that when I went into it and I shared with Melanie that I was going to talk about Lily, I said, you know, all the money that comes in will go to the Lily Fund.
There's one other thing I'd like to note that she won the $17,000 prize, but the bigger piece for me is that I have another new connection in Andy. I'm now aware of another charity that I wasn't aware of before last March, along with the other 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 charities that presented. So what I'm finding is that although I may give money for the Impact Club there, I may choose to actually reach out to these individual charities, or other members might reach out to say, how can I donate my time? How can I donate some extra money or clothes or whatever it may be for those charities' needs? It's just an amazing way to give that personal connection to where now you can take the next step, which is reaching out to them and say, how else can I help?
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Boy, and Andy, I'm just amazed. It's been like three or four years we've known each other, and then I've known about the Fairy Godmother Project, and just the impact that you've been able to make by making the connections with Ryan or making the other connections in the community. Mm-hmm. And you really see it. It is a process, and every day, I guess you're always looking for new, which is that's sort of what anybody who heads up a nonprofit deals with this, but I've really seen it close up with you.
Well, and I think that I value connection. I'm not saying anyone else doesn't, but I value connection, I think, in a more unique way for some reason. Like, that's how I view everything about FGP, is it's really just connection. And and it's not just one-sided connection either. It's about, you know, if any place downtown supports FGP, I support them. You know, it's this back and forth. It's a give and a take. And I work really hard at that. I always joke that I could probably just write a check to Fairy Godmother Project rather than eating at Sedona as much as I do. And, you know, but they always choose us every single December we are their charity.
I was going to say, that's coming up.
Yeah, and it's the third year in a row that they've allowed us to be December's charity. And so, you know, there's lots of different things like that where I'm connecting with people and developing really important relationships, not just for FGP, but also for me personally. I really made a lot of connections in the community that have been valuable to me.
Going forward, Ryan, I mean, this it's really exciting to think about the possibilities.
Absolutely. I mean, we're creating a movement of impact, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of what we've talked about today is creating a community of like-minded individuals, impact venture capitalists, like I mentioned earlier. And the more that you can pull like-minded people together, I mean, there's really no problem that we can't potentially solve.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think we're up to 174 members in Northern Virginia. By the next meeting, we're hoping to get that up to 200. But, you know, we're talking substantial. And you start to spread that out and you look, and if we're able to, over time, break that into smaller cities and towns across the country, you know, there is no limit to the impact that we can have.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and what's exciting to talk about you is the enthusiasm you have for this, because in a day and age when there's just a lot of negativity and you know we can't do this, or budgets aren't going to allow for that, you've come up with a plan.
People are good, right?
Absolutely.
People are good. I think it's just there is so much negativity that they're not able to see the good. Right? Impact Club is really about highlighting the good that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when people actually can see the impact that they're having on people's lives, it actually gives them this sense of fulfillment that they're not used to having, which it makes it easier for them to go and tell the next person.
Absolutely. And that's sort of how I always have felt about Fairy Godmother Project is, you know, people are like, oh gosh, I couldn't do what you do. And I'm like, but what you don't understand is the amount of good that I see every single day behind the scenes. You know, yes, we're dealing with families that are facing the absolute unimaginable, but we also are having, I just posted this morning on Facebook about, we had a boy who has a shunt in his head and he needed to have a haircut. And his mom reached out worried about finding the person to do it. And their lead volunteer just took it and ran with it. She called different salons. She did all these things. She found someone to do it. All these little things that are happening. But the impact that had on the family, it eased their mind. The impact it had on the lead volunteer, she sent me a message. She said, it felt so good to be able to solve that problem for them.
Hmm.
And then the woman who cut the hair, I don't know her, but I'm sure she felt great knowing that here she was taking away some of their stress. And it's like all these little things, if you can just look for those, they're little, but they're not little. And there's so many of them. And I see them constantly with Fairy Godmother Project. I mean, just constant.
No, I was telling the story because it was at Christmas time. It was at this time. It was that my son years ago was diagnosed with leukemia, and that first weekend, bunch of families came and while we were at MCV and cleaned our house and then left a little card and they all signed it it just meant so much.
Absolutely.
And that was just something that's nobody even had they didn't even have contact with us.
Right. And they didn't need to. They just did it.
No, they just did it. And that was that. Between now and the end of the year, or even going into the new year, are there ways that the community can help Fairy Godmother Project?
Well,
things
sure,
you need.
Ted. Tomorrow's Giving Tuesday. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I think I have.
Yes. Hashtag Giving Tuesday. And we are we signed up through Facebook. Facebook is waiving all fees tomorrow for any donations, which is a big deal. But then also there's matching funds. So there's going to be up to, I can't remember, I should know, $1 million worth of matching funds. But anyway, that's an option, or online.
Yeah.
And we really are, I can't think of anything else we need right now. Was that sad? No, I mean, we're putting together all these baskets for the families. We always do gift baskets, which we've already got people helping with. A lot of times people want to do, like gifts for the kids, but we steer clear of that because hospitals do that. And we've actually gotten feedback from families that at the end of treatment, they have so much stuff and so many toys.
Yeah.
They end up donating them. So we really just try and keep our mission focused on the parents, which is hard for people because at the holidays they're like, what can we give to the kids? And it's just not how we're structured. You know, we really are all about the parents. So, I mean, if someone wanted to donate massages to 15 families, we would take them, or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of self-care for the moms and the dads. And
that's kind of good, though. Think outside the box. And if you provide a service,
absolutely,
that
that would be helpful.
Contact you.
Yes, definitely.
How do I contact you?
Andy, A-N-D-I-E, at fairygodmotherproject.org. It's very easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. I want to talk to you just a couple of minutes about this is a hard time with the holidays, and how do you deal with families that are going through it or have gone through it in that, and I also want to get some more information on how we can again get in touch with and become part with of the Impact Club. Andy McConnell, Ryan Sloper here. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Andy McConnell with the Fairy Godmother Project here. Ryan Sloper with the Impact Club. And we're talking about both organizations and how they come together and just ways to give and to really make your giving count. And we'll get, again, some information on how to get more information and get involved with the Impact Club. Andy, before we get out of here this morning with the holidays here, boy, this is a tough time because you don't know how to deal with people. And every family deals with it differently, and the holidays are just tough for a lot of people.
They are, because everyone is experiencing some sort of loss or grief. Yeah. That's reality. You know, whatever it is, it could be, you know, an unexpected change in your marital status. It could be all kinds of things. Those are all grief. But our families are dealing with what I believe to be the worst sort. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, so you don't have to believe me. But the reality is that the loss of a child is the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, it just is. And so as the holidays approach, there's so many emotions and so many things that they don't even know how to handle. But my advice, if you know someone who has had a child die, my advice would be just to ask the parents or ask the family, do you want to talk about the child? Not everybody does. Some do. Some don't. Some want to forget about it. Some realize they can't forget about it. It just varies. But I think the best thing, and I just was talking to Leslie Leahy on the phone the other day, and I told her I was coming on the show, and I said, Ted wants to talk about grief. And I said, and I have no idea anything about it. And she said, now that's not true. And I said, but it is. And that's really what my biggest gift is to people, is saying, I really don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what every one of us can do for people. I have no idea, because the reality is, even parent to parent, they don't know how the other person's feeling. And being open and honest and being vulnerable ourselves and saying, this has to be terrible, I have no idea how you feel, is so much better than trying to say the cliches, trying to relate to it, you know, using one of the horrible, like, I mean, they're so, like, they're in a better place, all that. Mm-mm. The thing that you think you should say, don't say it. Yeah. Instead, say, I have no idea what to say. And that will mean more to a family than saying some horrible cliche that offends them or makes them roll their eyes when you walk away or whatever. Yeah. Really, just be honest. I don't know what to do. This has to be awful.
Well, and I think some of the families that you've introduced me to and I've gotten to know well, helped me to know that they wanted to hear their child's name mentioned, because
piece.
I always wondered that.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody does, but I have come to find out, I think most do.
I would say 99.5% want to hear their child's name. Because otherwise, if you don't mention that child, you know, I've had people say, well, I don't want to upset them. Here's the thing, like, every moment of every day, the reality is their child is dead. Mm-hmm. And they know it, and they don't forget it. And you mentioning the child doesn't hurt them. What it does do, though, is it makes them realize that their child isn't forgotten.
Yeah.
And their child mattered. And that's really one of the biggest things that we do, and I do personally, is let them know that their kids mattered and they will never be forgotten.
Well, and again, just to say, I don't know what to say.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, you
because
know,
they'll tell you.
Yes. And I mean, I always say to people, like, no, really, I don't know what to say. Because everyone's like, I have friends will say, you just say the right thing. No, I really don't. What I say is, I have no idea. So maybe that is the right thing to say. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pretend that I do, because I don't.
So this month, or December, Sedona House.
Yeah, Mondays.
Mondays.
Yep. It's all day steak, $6, a dollar comes back to FGP. And what else do we have? Well, Giving Tuesday
tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah. And that's really all we have going on. We're just trying to, we've got two big planning days this week to plan what's to come for next year, which is really exciting. And we're still, you know, our strategic planning this year was to really get things set and figured out and policies and all that stuff. And I'm just dying to get beyond the policies. That's not my thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't seem to be a policies girl.
No, but we have a lot of them in place that I've developed, but I like programs. and I like excitement. And I like change.
But you almost have to with what's Absolutely. Happened to yeah. the Fairy Godmother Project.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
FairyGodmotherProject.org, the website. There's also a great Facebook page. And you said Andy at FairyGodmotherProject.org yep. is the website. A-N-D-I-E.
That's correct.
Is how to get in touch with Andy McConnell. Ryan Sloper with the Impact Club. MakeImpactClub.com mm-hmm. is the website. And lots of ways you can get involved right now with and really get involved on the ground floor, and just some exciting stuff you've shared with us.
Absolutely. Our next meeting hopefully will be mid-January. We're still trying to finalizing that date. In the meantime, people can go to MakeImpactClub.com to learn more about what we're all about. It kind of gives you the whole how it works, when we were founded, how the actual members get to vote, the nominations, the night of the event. It explains everything, lays it out there. And just on one parting note, I'd like to let everybody know that your voice is more powerful than your money. And if people can understand that it's not just about bringing their money, but bringing friends, family members, colleagues, sure. to let them experience what we get to experience at these events, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, and that's the same with you, too, as far as it's not only money, it's volunteering
yeah,
and helping in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always need more volunteers, always, to help make a difference with these families. So, you know, it's the little things that matter. It's the, you know, we've been trying to get volunteers to help with going into the houses and cleaning and, you know, doing some organizing and stuff. And it's, you know, it's hard to fill those slots sometimes. So we always need that help, for sure.
Well, Ryan, it has been great to meet you, because this is what a impact you really are having.
The pleasure is all mine. It's great to be here, and it's great to let people know what we're doing in the community. It's great to meet people like Andy, who are having a substantial impact on the local community. The more and more time goes by, I'm filled with nothing but gratitude, and you know, I look forward to the future and spreading an impact, creating a movement of impact across the country.
It does give you hope. It does give you hope that this kind of thing is happening, and that substantial amounts of money are going to organizations like Andy's.
Absolutely.
MakeImpactClub.com, the website, and to find out more and to get in touch with Ryan. And we'll definitely be back in touch and have you back. And Andy, you're always around. You're always here.
I just won't go away, will I, Dad?
you find ways to get on, and I thank you for that. FairyGodmotherProject.org. Have a great holiday, both of you, and thank you so much for what you both are doing in the community.
Thank you for having
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Ted.
Andy McConnell, Ryan Sloper, that's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.